Thrush of Southern California Conference. And Youth Rush is a 10-week summer literature evangelism program where young students go door-to-door spreading God's word through Christ-centered, truth-filled literature. They sow seeds around the communities of LA and offer community services such as Bible studies while reaching souls in our own neighborhoods. I hope that even after they leave this Sabbath, we can encourage them with prayers. Our very own Daniel and David are here as well. And we just really want to encourage our young people for next summer to join in on Youth Rush, and I promise that it'll be a blessing. So welcome, guys. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for the introduction. How's everybody doing today? Good. Thank you very much for having us and for allowing for us the opportunity to worship and fellowship with you all. It's such a blessing to be here. I've been here a few times in the past, maybe in the last 5-7 years, but I haven't been here back in just a little bit, but it's always a blessing to be here, and can't wait to share some testimonies of how God has been working in our time on the field. What we do, with a little introduction right there, we carry this blue bag filled with books. So if you ever see someone with a blue bag knocking on doors, it's probably one of us. So you can get a book, pray for us, pray for these missionaries, that we might be able to spread God's word and be encouraged ourselves as well. We're going to have one more word of prayer, and we'll dive into our message. Father in heaven, Lord, thank you so much for giving us your day of rest. Thank you, God, so much for the time where we can embrace your Sabbath, embrace your calling, embrace your spirit, embrace everything that you have for us. Thank you, Lord, so much for being a God who never leaves us nor forsake us. Be with us at this time as we contemplate on the things that you want to tell us, Lord, and the things that my friends share, and that we may all be blessed and come out praising your name and be revived and refreshed and energized to share you with others as well. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. At Youth Rush, we knock on doors and we sleep on floors. We stay at a local church in Alhambra. They have been so gracious to open up their doors for us to stay there for 5 weeks. After that 5 weeks, we move from Alhambra to the city of Tahunga in San Fernando Valley. Anybody familiar with Tahunga? Heard of it before? Yeah, so we're going to be there. But for now, we're hitting the cities of West Covina, Alhambra. We're later on going to be in El Monte and different places just around this 626 area as well. Yeah, represent 66. Represent. We got some representatives from El Monte Vietnamese. Come on now. It's really awesome. I was just getting out of, the Vietnamese service this morning, and I met for sure Sister Christy and Sister Vivian. And somehow our conversation was, I got introduced to Vivian. Everybody know Vivian here? Yeah, this is Vivian. Oh, first time. Oh, okay, for sure. Well, welcome to to church, our church here, our family. and we shared something in common that, at least for myself, my family's background is not really Christian or Adventist. And I remember myself, I never had a true on-fire relationship with God until the perhaps last 7 years. And five years ago, I had my conversion experience at San Gabriel Academy down the street, and I remember one of the first couple of churches that I visited and I was blessed with was this one right here. And so throwback, or fast forward 5 years later, I can't believe I'm in the place where I'm at today to be able to serve and to minister and to join hands with so many young people and to spread God's word that has touched me. It's really a huge blessing and a humbling experience. Before we come up and share some testimonies from some of our friends, I want to share with you a verse from the Bible, Psalm 126. I shared this in Vietnamese service as well, but it's a verse worth going over. Psalm 126 and verse 5 and 6 we will be reading. Psalm 126. Which verses? Verse 5 and 6. Just a raise of hands, I'm just wondering, how many of you or us here are Christians? I just want to get a little bit of, okay, for sure, cool, almost all of us, very good. As Christians, we love to share what we have found in Christ, yes? But sometimes it gets a little bit tough, or it gets a little bit rough. However, the reward is great. Psalm 126 says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." Verse 6, "He that goes forth and weeps, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with them." We have a friend, Christian. I invite him up to share a personal experience of how this verse has come to life in the last 2 weeks.
Hi, my name is Christian, and I am from West Virginia. I came over this summer, like he said, to work with people and spread God's word through literature. And a way I've seen God working with us this summer, and well, in the past 2 weeks, is so last week on Monday, I was walking up to my first house of the day. I knock on the door, and an older man comes out, and he had a smile on his face, but it was kind of like, you could see it was kind of like a fake smile. So I start telling him the first book, and it's called the Lessons of Love, which is the literature version of Step to Christ. Christ Object Lessons. And he seemed very interested in it, but he wasn't able to give enough money, so I gave him a smaller book, and he gave a small donation, and he said he would read it. And while we were there, he was talking to me, and he had told me a story about a year ago about his wife who died tragically. And I believe that God was like sent me to that door that day to minister to him, because it's not only us out there trying to get books out. We're also there to minister to the people at every door. Mm-hmm. And before I go, I would like to read a Bible verse. It's found in Romans 8:28. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God."
Christian was sharing with me that before that Monday, it was a little bit rough getting, you know, rejections and rejections and rejections. But at the end, all things work together for good to those who love God and who are the called according to his purpose. We want to sing a quick song for you. It's called "Heaven is Cheap Enough." Pay attention to the words. It's very, very relative to what we do in the summer and perhaps in your life as well.
Oh, hallelujah, heaven is cheap enough. good servant, and then we'll meet those familiar faces we help direct to our precious Savior. It's worth the effort. Oh, hallelujah. Heaven is cheap enough. Oh, hallelujah. It's worth the effort. Oh, hallelujah. Heaven is cheap enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not sure if you have had any shut doors in your life before, maybe in work, maybe in school, but just go to another. Someone is waiting to be invited to the heavenly banquet. Maybe you're trying to reach someone in your workplace or at school or in your family. Don't give up. Something is waiting for you. God comes through all the time. Next up, we have Noah. I'm gonna share a quick blessing that he's had. We just finished 2 weeks. We still have 8 more left, so this is still in the kind of the beginning stages of our summer, but Noah has a blessing to share.
Praise God. God is good all the time. God is good. Amen. This has been such an awesome experience. This is my first time, and it's just great to see a lot of these young people coming together to really finish the work, bring in the kingdom of heaven. And so one story I have is just, I came to a door where I'm canvassing, and she's not able to give anything. And so we have a drop-down book if they're not able to give for the other books. And this is just a little book that helps deal with stress and the many problems of life, a devotional book. And she still was just like, you know, you could just tell she's going through a lot, and she wasn't able to give anything still. And so I just asked us to pray with her. And so I prayed with her. And as we're finishing praying, then she opens her eyes. She's crying. She's just sobbing in tears and everything. And I'm like, I'm saying goodbye, you know, everything's going to be okay. God is with you. And keep holding on to him. She was just saying thank you so much. Her name was Michelle. And so this just really revealed to me, like, this is our greatest reward. You know, just like the song was saying, when Jesus says, "Great is your reward in heaven," we're gonna have all the, you know, we're gonna have our physical mansions and all these things. But even today, we understand that as Christians, as believers, it's your brother and your sister sitting right next to you, it's your family. This is our greatest reward. And so one thing that another leader, Marco, said is that this takes, every ministry is essential, but this takes some of the greatest faith, because we don't see the fruits of the seeds that we're planting. But God has just revealed so much that God is working in all of these people's lives, you know. And so this is what I rejoice in, that we have faith to see a lot of these people that we're meeting in heaven. So, yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have another two that will share a quick testimony with us as well. During the field, we have what we call ATPs. Can anybody guess what ATP is? I know there's some canvassers in the room. Sorry? Answer to prayer. That's right. We got answers to prayers from a friend, Victoria and Lizelle. You guys could come up really quick. Victoria and Lizelle, answer to prayers, anxieties, and angels.
Hi, my name is Victoria. I'm from West Virginia. And when it comes to answers to prayer, God this week, he definitely showed me what that was again. before we go out on the field, we kind of have like prayer partners, and we pray together as a group in the van. And I had asked to pray for three things. One, to be able to have a deep conversation with someone at a door. Two, to be able to have a divine appointment. And three, to be able to get books out in sets, which means getting them out in at least twos or threes. And so I was going throughout the day, you know, and I had gotten out a few sets, but it was after lunch that I went up to a door, and it was an older man. It was maybe in his 50s. He opened the door, and I canvassed him on, what is it called? Habits That Heal, which is the Ministry of Healing. And I was showing him what it was, and he seemed really interested, but he said, wait a second. So he gives me the book back and runs inside. But he leaves the door open. So I was kind of confused, like, okay. And he comes back with his wife. And so I canvassed them both again on the book. And then I showed them Peace Above the Storm, which is Steps to Christ. And I was talking with them. They both looked through the books. They were kind of like whispering to each other. And they ended up getting both of them. And as I was writing out the receipt with my name, we started talking about like their religious background, because they had mentioned they were Christian in our conversations beforehand. And she said, you know what? This is really good. I'm glad that we were able to talk. And I says, yeah, that's awesome. Is it all right if I pray with you? And she then started like tearing up. And around this time, Aiden comes up to the door too. So we're like all like talking about like prayer and stuff. And she says, yes, you can pray with me. And she says, I'm going to cry. I said, why? And she says, because not even a few minutes before you came to the door, me and my husband were talking about how I struggle with anxiety and depression, and that I was looking for a way to be able to get rid of it. And here you come to the door with a book, Peace of the Storm, which helps find freedom from worry, guilt, fear, and stress. And it actually was given to a World War II soldiers to help them deal with PTSD. So that's the mental power that the book actually has. And she said, this is exactly what I was looking for, what we were talking about, and here you are. And when my husband came to come get me from the living room, he said, honey, you need to come. There's an angel at our door. And so whenever she came out, she saw this is exactly what I needed. So I was able to pray with her, and everyone was getting all emotional and tearing up. But it was such an awesome experience, because that was literally all three of my prayers, my prayer requests answered at once. The set, a deep conversation with the lady, and also a divine appointment. It was awesome.
If you guys didn't notice, it was not only an answer to prayer for Victoria, but it was also an answer to prayer for the lady as well. It was a double ATP. Amen. Lizelle.
Hi, my name is Lizelle, and this is my second time doing Youth Rush alongside with Victoria. And, you know, I really experienced a powerful day. I prayed and requested for a great controversy to get out. So you could show it if you'd like. Who has read The Great Controversy? Raise your hand. Right. Amen. Powerful, powerful book. Still reading through it, but definitely has shaken up my experience and my spiritual relationship with God. And I prayed so hard for someone to really find value in this book, and someone who wants to search and really understand all the answers that he had. I met this guy named Todd, and he's like, what's so special about Seventh-day Adventists? And I was like, wow, like I had a really cool conversation. Like, wow, God, you're really powerful. And he said, and I explained to him, you know, we observe the Sabbath. He says, yeah, I know, you know, Jewish people do that too. And then, you know, we believe in the second coming. He's like, yeah, I know a lot of other Christian denominations as well. And then we just had really great and deep conversations about, and it was really great seeing myself, like seeing God work through me to stand up for my faith and who I was as a Seventh-day Adventist, and knowing that we were special. And I told him, just as my leader came to help me out as well, I told him about the great controversy and how, because he described himself as an independent thinker. So he was very much into philosophy and Tolstoy and Aristotle. So I said, you know, I think one that will really get your brain working is great controversy. And so he really wasn't interested. So I told, but I saw his interest in the book. And I said, you know, it'll be a gift for you, you know, from me. But then he says, as the more we kept talking, he actually went back inside and he gave me $20. And so it was really a blessing to just talk to someone who I prayed for a GC to get out. And thankfully, God allowed me to get two GCs that day. But this one definitely was truly powerful.
Praise the Lord. If you haven't picked up the Great Controversy, or the GC, we call it, we would highly encourage and suggest for you to take a look and a good read at that book. We have another couple of testimonies, one from this church, actually. Invite Megan and David, Brother David and Megan, up. Besides praying and seeing the answer to prayers out on the field, we also learn a lot about our own prayer life, the power that it brings as well. And here's Megan to share one really quick for you.
All right. Okay, so we started off in the van. I asked to be able to pray for someone. And when we were going around, we were dropped off at houses. I got lost. And I ended up somewhere that I wasn't supposed to. So my leader comes over and he tells me, well, he sort of shows me where I'm supposed to be. And as we're walking toward the correct street, he says, like, has anything happened today? Like, have you experienced anything yet? And I'm like, no. And he's like, have you been praying enough? And I'm like, probably not. And so he's like, okay, we're going to pray now. And I explained that what I've been wanting all day was to be able to pray with someone. And two houses after I'm dropped off at that street, I meet this one woman. And she walks out and she talks about how, I talked to her about Habits, which is the book Ministry of Healing. And she talks about how her child is different, how it's challenged in certain ways. And she explains all of this trouble she's had with those people and in her kid's life. And she just loves the idea of this book that helps with people that are dealing with cancer, diabetes, and all those sorts of things. And she comes back and she brings me $40, which is way over the donation that is necessary for this book. So I show her three others. And I show her a DVD called Ancient Health, which I should have in here. So that's this one right here. And then I also show her The Peace Above the Storm and The Lessons of Love, which is Christ Object Lessons and Steps to Christ. And the lady looks at all of these things and she's like, I definitely want this. And my brother's with me at this time. And we ask the lady, can we pray with you? And her son walks out. He's super excited about this as well. And so we end up being able to pray with that person. And she explains that she's Christian and she is so incredibly thankful and grateful for this sort of thing. And we were able to give her these four books. And this has taught me that, like, we're put in certain places to give people exactly what they need. And even if we don't feel like it's gonna happen during the day, like, our prayer will be answered at some point.
All right, so this my testimony really starts off in the morning, I believe, or in the night, when we had worship together with all of us together. The speaker that day was talking about how that when you pray more, that you receive more power. So basically, more prayer and more power. So like, when I first started Youth Rush, I did kind of do that. I started, you know, doing more prayer in the mornings, and I noticed that I was able to reach out to more people, more and more people every single day. But then something happened, and then I keep on forgetting to pray because I was like super tired, and like I got knocked out super fast. I'm like, oh man, I forgot to pray. And I noticed like those days when I don't remember to pray because I get knocked out, I'm not able to reach out to as many people as before. And Like once I start, because when I didn't pray, I remember this one day, it was close to a zero book day. It was like, this is like, oof, that's really hard. So I only got out one book, but I still moved on. And this was, it was the Thursday, last Thursday. And then so that night I decided to, you know, kind of like rededicate, I guess. I'm not sure that that's the right word, but I decided to pray again to the Lord fervently this time. And then the next day I was in Aiden's team, and we basically broke every single record we had on our team. And that was pretty, like, one of my highest points as well for the week. And this was the Co-Porter Friday as well. So then it was like really, really, that's a really strong way to end the week with prayer and with record-breaking numbers. And I just want to point out something in Matthew. It says in Matthew chapter 7 in verse 7 and 8, it says that, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks and asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened." Amen. It is because that we do not ask God in prayer enough. It is that because we do not receive. If we do not ask, we do not receive. And this one, yeah.
Amen, amen. More prayer, more power. Amen. You haven't prayed a lot these days, remember to persist in prayer. God comes through every time. Now we have Jacob. He's going to share a little bit of how God has answered his prayer as well in doing this work. Just as a little precursor, if you haven't caught on already, normally in a week, we work from Sundays to Thursdays, 5 days a week, and then we rest on Fridays and Saturdays, like today, and we come to different churches and fellowship, whatnot. During the work week, in the mornings, we have breakfast together, we have worship together every day, we do some training on how to be effective in reaching others, and then we hit the field from 12 to maybe 8 o'clock throughout the day. We have a lunch in between break. So it's a pretty intense schedule. That's why we call it Youth Rush. So it's good to be here to rest for the Sabbath with you all as well. But Jacob has a testimony on how God has increased his faith and the importance of this work.
All right. Thank you, Aiden. So I'm Jacob, and actually the day that I'm going to be talking about was my second day of Youth Rush. But before that, the reason behind that story was the day before that, I was like the only one from my whole group that didn't get a book out. So like I was like, the next day, it was going towards the end of the day, and I didn't get another book out. Like, it was already hitting night, and I was like, I was depressed, I was feeling down, and I was like, I was like talking to God. I was saying, God, I'm like, did you really choose me to be in this program? And then I was praying, and I was saying, like, I was doubting myself, saying, maybe I wasn't even meant for this. And then I go, and then I knock at a door, and then this lady comes out. But the funny thing about this lady is that she closes the door like several times, and I'm all like, is this lady really interested? And then I'm all like, I was just getting like ready to give up. I'm all like, oh, what's this type of lesson? I'm all like, you just want me to quit already? So, and then after she just told me, like, before she closed it one more time, she said, oh, go downstairs in the front porch because it was hot up there. And then I started talking to her, and she started opening up to me, like saying like what struggle she was facing. And then she said she was like thankful that I was there, that I came to her door, because she says that many youth nowadays go out and party and do whatever they want. They drink and do many crazy stuff that I could have been doing like during my summer, but instead I decided to do Youth Rush, and I was like evangelizing like throughout the city. And then we like had a conversation together, and then I knew she was like tearing up, because she was like, well, not fully like in tears, but you could tell like with the eyes and like facial expressions. And she said that her family was going like through struggles, like some grandchildren and children sometimes like leave the church and they like don't want to come back. And I said, yeah, that's true. And then I prayed with her. I said, can I pray with you? And she said, yeah. And I asked, what's her name? And she said, Pat. So we had a prayer together. And the only thing that came up to my mind was the prodigal son, where the son left the father, but he returned back. And that's the prayer I had with her that, you know, if you pray to God, he will answer your prayers and he'll bring your children back. So it was honestly like uplifting to me because my spirit was really low. But then like God raised it back up. And it was like really touching because that was like one of the best moments I had in Youth Rush. But besides that, I have a Bible text. It's found in John chapter 15, verse 16. So it came to my mind because I thought I wasn't chosen, but reading this text, it gave me more hope. It says, "You have not," John chapter 15, verse 16, it says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you."
Amen. Are these testimonies powerful? Amen. So powerful, man. You get to hear this every day in the program. Just on and on and on and on. I'm so humbled to be in this work. We're going to sing one more song for you. It's called Hitting the Road. I want to invite my friends up. Again, pay attention to the lyrics too. They're really touching to the heart, especially as co-porters and also for anybody who might be doing something for the Lord.
Hitting the road one more time, leave my family and friends behind. Sure would never do this for nobody but you. String my guitar, back on my clothes, getting ready to head down the road. I'd never walk out the door if it wasn't for you. Because you left heaven for me. Hit the road to the shores of Galilee. You gave yourself at Calvary, oh Lord, for me. So I gotta go and tell them what you've done for me. Sleeping on floors in spare rooms, short nights and long afternoons. I sure would never do this for nobody but you. Grabbing my bag, stocked up on books, getting ready to knock on some doors. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you. Because you left heaven me. So I gotta go and tell them what you've done for me.
We have a few last testimonies for you all. While we're doing this work, we know that God blesses, and that in any line of ministry, our focus needs to be on Christ who left heaven for us. We carry bags full of books from door to door for 6 hours a day. We go in the summer heat with sweat running down our face. Sometimes we knock on doors, our knuckles get all black from all those fences or screen doors, whatnot. But every time I think of how I'm suffering for Christ or how we're sacrificing our time and our energies, I think of what Jesus did for us. If we were just to take a bag of books, how would that compare when Jesus took up the cross for us? We sweat a few drops of sweat for him, but he sweat drops of blood for us. And our little ministry going door to door is only a mere fraction of what Christ has done for us. We're going to close with two more testimonies, one from Cecia and one from our own Daniel as well. Cecia, you can go first, and Daniel will close us off.
Hi, so my name is Cecia. And okay, so I'm gonna be telling one of the moments. So we were getting dropped off to our last house, and we're kind of in a hurry, but one of my friends had dropped something, so I waited for her. And then I went, and this girl was getting out of her car, so I started talking to her, and she wasn't really interested, but she wanted to help me anyways. So she went inside her house, and she came out, and she gave me a donation. So I pulled out Lessons of Love, which is this one, Christ Objects Lessons. And she was really interested in this one, so she accepted that book. And then I showed her The Great Controversy, and she really liked that one too, so she accepted both books. And then she asked if she could pray over me. So she prayed over me and everything. And then afterwards, he told me that she was actually also a Christian, and that she was really blessed that I was there. And she told me that if I had came earlier, then she would still be in her car sleeping and I wouldn't have seen her. And if I had came a few minutes later, then she would have been already in her room ready for bed. So she wouldn't have answered the door. So she told me that I came at the right time. And then we went back to the church and I wrote a receipt for her, and my name goes, like, we put our names on the bottom so they know what student they helped put through school. And I put my name on the bottom, and then I left, and I thought it was all over. And then we went to the church, and I look at my phone, and then she actually found me on social media. So I had an Instagram message from her and everything saying how she was really happy that she met me and that she was kind of sad that our conversation was cut short, and that she wanted to keep me in her prayers, and she wanted to keep in contact with me and everything. So, yeah.
Hello, my name is Daniel, and this is my testimony. Okay, so the story all started in the morning, where actually one of Aiden's friends, his name was Rich, he had a Bible study with us, and it was talking about how when you give your life to Jesus, he will give you many blessings. So we went canvassing that day door to door, and I went to this one house, and I said my canvas and everything, but I couldn't see him because there was like a screen door in front of it. So, and then he said he wasn't interested and he didn't have much money. So I said, thank you, and then I kept going. About three houses down, I was knocking three doors, and this guy, I didn't know who he was because I couldn't see him at first, but he came up to me. He's like, Daniel. He's like, who is this guy? But then, yeah, I recognized his voice. I was like, oh, hello. I asked him his name. His name was Jim, and he said, I did not know what you were doing before, but God actually encouraged me to do this, and he donated me $20. So, yeah, I felt really compelled, and I walked with him all the way back to his house, and I gave him the Great Controversy, and I prayed with him for God to bless him. So, and I have this verse that it pairs with this testimony, Proverbs 11:25. So please turn to it. And it says, "The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself." So, as God spoke through me, and as I touched Jim's heart, Jim actually, he actually inspired me to, with my faith, and walk with God.
Praise the Lord. By the way, thank you so much for allowing us to borrow Brother Daniel and David for the summer as well. It's been such a blessing. We want to pray for you guys as well. I think Christy has something else for us as we close. But we want to pray, and we want to ask the Lord to work in our lives just as we've seen and heard so many testimonies today. Is God working? Amen. Amen. All the time. All the time He's working. The Bible tells us that He neither sleeps nor slumbers. Even though we might rest at night, God works 24/7 around the clock. And we can't even see His divine timing and His divine hand and every little detail in our lives, from someone who took a nap, who was almost going to miss a divine appointment, to someone who was praying for someone to come to their door to show them that God still loves them and has hope for them. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank You so much for giving us this time to witness Your power working through weak vessels such as ourselves. Thank You, Lord, so much for the testimonies that have been shared. Father, we give all the glory and all the praise and all the honor to You. We are nothing. You are everything. And we thank You so much for choosing little people like us to do a great and enormous, awesome work with angels and with Your Spirit. Bless my friends. Bless this church. Bless us as we continue throughout our day today. Bless the Bible study at 2:30. Thank You, God, so much for El Monte Vietnamese Church, and I pray that You would help them and bless them to continue to shine as a light for them. May they be encouraged to share what You have done in their lives as well. For we shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Before, Aiden, are you doing another song after this? Okay. Before the closing hymn, I just want to encourage you one more time, like our friend Jacob, right, Jacob? He said, our youth could be doing so many other things that aren't worth as much in the summer. And so I just want to encourage you as a church body that we should pray for them. This is week 2 of 10 weeks, so they have a long way to go as well. But also that you would consider next summer to be joining them as well. There's no age limit, right, Aiden? Or maybe there is. 16 around there. But, you know, even if you feel like, you know, I can't do it in the summer because of work or whatever, there is, yeah, Aiden, talk to Aiden, and in the school year or during your work week as well, we'll have opportunities where we can go door to door as a church. So don't be nervous. If God can use rocks to talk about Him, He could use people. Amen. So thank you guys for coming, and please encourage your friends and your family members and even like yourself to join next summer.